All right, I'll be able to take your questions if you have them. I know Coach has talked to you a couple times since the game. So,
can you take us through the replay process when there's a questionable call that comes up through the booth? I mean, how does that work amongst the assistants and what's your role?
Yeah, if we see something upstairs, when I say we, offensive or defensive coaches, then if there's something that warrants a challenge, they'll get it to me, and then I'll communicate it to Coach. I'm assuming you're talking about the one play that came up. From our view, and we got a lot of coaches upstairs, from our view where we were sitting in the press box, we saw 2 feet down, and there was really nothing for us that we could see with the elbow as being down. Now, had we had the benefit of the broadcast where they were able to cut it up, certainly we would have challenged, but we don't get that. We do get some replays at times, but there are times when they're not that timely.
So you have either the broadcast or the stadium feed, is that correct?
We get a feed of some sort, and I can't always tell you what it is because I don't know what it is. There are times when we get replays. There are times when we don't. The big board that you see in the stadium is controlled by the home team. You know, so when there's something that's significant for the home team, a lot of times you see a lot of replays. When it's significant for the visiting team, a lot of times you don't see much.
Hold on.
It's not a broken system. It's a game played, and you'd like to be able to replay it. We'd like to be able to see everything. It actually was away from our bench, so our bench couldn't see it great either. And the elbow came down in front of a bunch of players that, you know, we couldn't see it. So
could you get the network feed in any of the stadiums?
We get the network feed, but it's not always in time where you can do something about it. You know, they're always after the fact. How many of you guys saw it and said immediately should challenge?
We all did.
Without the feed, without the replay.
No, with the feed.
Yeah.
With the feed.
But I'm saying,
we had the feed.
Right, and you could have had a different view than we had. Right. So that's where it comes in.
Did you remember what you?
We did see a replay, but it wasn't. We didn't see anything on the first. The first one we saw, we didn't see anything that we would say would be significant.
Could you have a TV in the coach's booth that has the broadcast system?
We have to roll with what is provided for us, and it's the same in both booths.
In retrospect, did you get a chance to go back and look at it, and would you have challenged?
Oh, absolutely. If we'd have gotten if we'd have gotten the information that you all saw, we were saying, what the heck are they doing? Then, of course, we'd have challenged.
Shouldn't it be a system, though, that is – primary thing is to get it right. I mean, that's colleges, they don't rely on
right, but everything's timely. You know, you're moving on to the next play or whatever, and we all understand that. So
could you hire to sit in the press box
and just watch TV?
Just watch the feed at the
which we do. And if we'd have done it, that guy watching the TV wouldn't have been able to do anything about it because it wasn't timely. You know what I'm saying? So in this instance, that's what happened.
I think the confusion is that there was a minute in between plays, you know, clock, there was a minute in between, and the rules stipulate that you're supposed to get the network feed, and it's supposed to be directed right through the truck, right into you guys, so there's no delay.
Right.
So if there's a minute of time, and there's a live feed of
everybody
else is seeing in a timely fashion, then you should be able to see it.
Yeah, I appreciate the update on the rules. I know the rules, you know, but all I can tell you in this instance, we didn't get in a timely fashion. Now, I'm not saying there's any conspiracy here. It just didn't happen.
Do you file a complaint with the league, though?
No. None of that. We just keep playing.
Just to be clear, you were not getting the TV feed.
We were getting TV feeds. In this case here, we didn't get it in a timely way where we could have done anything about it. That's it. And where we were sitting in the box, and there's a lot of us coaches up there that watch the game. Now, offensively, when we're on defense, you know, I'm getting ready with the next series and helping Coach put together his next series of plays. We're watching this, and then we cut back and forth. If somebody in there says, hey, Pat, we got to challenge this, then they get me the information. I get it to Coach. So,
I think it's confusing because we saw in that minute span, we saw a replay that showed
that
it should have been challenged. So we were getting the feed that maybe you weren't.
I can't answer that for you.
Could your son text you and say, hey, Dad, you got to challenge?
Well, why didn't you guys text me? Right? I mean, you guys get it on Twitter before it was, you know, so, I mean, that's what you could do as well. I'm sure don't do that. That's
Pat, when you look at the Redskins defense, what do you say?
You know, I see the same defense we played against last year, or the first time, you know, opening game. They're actually, They got Merriweather. You know, they've got, you know, a very veteran group. They've got over 30 years of experience in the secondary. They're very veteran up front. They play extremely hard. They're very active. And, you know, I think that's going to be a challenge for us.
How did they adjust to you in the second half? They're relatively effective in the first three shots.
Yeah, I think they were trying to get a feel for how they wanted to play us. It was the first game of the year. We had neither, you know, we obviously hadn't seen each other yet. And so, you know, teams try to just change up and try to find what works, you know. And I think they played a little bit more man. They continued to pressure, you know. And I think some of what happened is we just needed to execute a little better.
Pat, the home thing, you guys, for whatever reason, you've been more productive away. Yeah. I mean, what do you vary the routine or anything? Do you change anything up? And, what I mean? What do you do about that?
Well, I think Coach Kelly said it yesterday. Maybe we'll get in the bus and drive around. We'll drive to Jersey and back, or I don't know. We love to have a dominance at home. We found a way to win games on the road, which we all know is difficult. And we just got to come back and play better. You know, it's any great answer. We just got to play better against our opponents that we play at home. And the reality of it is, this is a week to week thing. And we got to do what we can this week to play this week's opponent and make more plays than they do, and that just happens to be the Redskins.
Why are there more holes for LeSean McCoy on this weekend?
I don't know. I think we did a good job blocking. We played very physically up front. I think LeSean did a good job of running downhill. You know, I just think it was a team effort. Typically, when you run the ball well, you're getting good blocks. LeSean broke some tackles. He hit it up in there nice, and we got good physical play up front.
In spring and summer, could you have foreseen Nick playing as long as played his best season?
You know, we try not to predict. I'm glad that he is. You know, we knew he was a fine player, and we knew all along that if he got in the game, he'd have a chance to be successful, and he's done it. It's a credit to him. It's a credit to his training, and then he puts it to good use when he plays the game.
You get this question.
Yeah, I'm glad we got that question out. I thought Allen did an outstanding job. We've known all along that if he had to go in and play, because he's our primary sub at either guard or either tackle, we knew that as coaches that if he went in and played, that he would play very physical, and he did that. And so we didn't change the plan. We asked him to go in there and do the things that Jason does, and he did a nice job.
In terms of scheme and offensive concepts, how much has the offense changed or evolved from that week one Redskins game until now, or is it pretty much the same?
Well, how we run the offense is the same. You know, we've obviously incorporated more and more things. You know, typically after you do something for a few weeks, you kind of move on to other things, and you circle back. And then you're always aware of the second time you play an opponent because you've seen each other, and then you make adjustments. So, yeah, we've evolved quite a bit. Although, from a coaching standpoint, what we do is very recognizable compared to week one.
What are some of the things you do, Brad Smith?
Yeah, you know, I'd rather comment on that if and when that deal gets done. I think he's getting the physical right now. So, you know, when that's final, we'll talk about that.
You had a lot of success with the inside generally on Sunday, and kind of your guys' bread and butter, but there have been times where teams have done a pretty good job of stopping. Did you do anything different to make it effective?
We called the plays, ran the plays better. You know, and I think Nick did a good job. There were a couple instances when he pulled it and got conversions on third down, which is good. Nick's willing to do that, you know, and he's smart. He makes good decisions. Nick's a good decision maker in the pass and the run game, and that points to why he's got many, many touchdowns and very few interceptions, and I think the same can be said for the run game.
Deshaun is on pace for a career year. What's he been doing behind?
I'm sorry?
Deshaun is on pace for a career year. What's he been doing kind of behind closed doors that's helping with his success?
Well, I think his preparation's been outstanding. You know, I've been very pleased with what he does leading up to the games, and then in the games he's had opportunities down the field where he's made plays. He's also caught a bunch of intermediate balls, and extended it by gaining yards after the catch. So, you know, he's just playing hard, and when he gets his opportunities, he's making the best of them.
From here on out, what does Nick need to improve upon? He keeps talking about improvement. What does he need to do that he hasn't done so far?
Well, we all need to improve, and I think that's the approach you want, and those are the answers we like to hear the players give. Because there were mistakes. You know, we all made many, many mistakes in the game. And, you know, I think as he gets more and more comfortable with his receivers, as we do more and more with the run game, as we ask him to make more and more decisions, I think just general quarterback play.
His running, he's obviously not a real fast runner, but he seems to get positive yards every time he goes. Is that an unusual trait? Like you talked about his decision making. I mean, he seems to do it at the right time and find the right way to go. And without being fast, he gets big yards.
Well, and I think the decision, you know, for the quarterback, we always talk about touchdown, first down, get down. You know, and I think that's what he does a good job of is get as many yards as you can. If you can score, score. If you can't score, let's move the chains and then let's get down. And so he does a good job. He's a much better athlete than people give him credit for. You know, and I saw that when we were working with Sam Bradford as well.
His footwork was an issue in college. The staff worked on it quite a bit last year. Where is he now in terms of the footwork you like to see in the pocket?
Well, I think he's done a good job with his footwork. And, again, that goes back to getting used to the receivers, getting used to the concepts and doing it over and over and over. And I think he's a guy that steadily improves each week. And, you know, he was pretty good with his feet. Moved around in the pocket pretty well. I remember one throw where he got back to Riley early in the game where he had to move in the pocket, clear himself, and make a throw. That's one example of a guy getting back to his fourth read. We had three on the right, and he was fourth with the back being fifth, and he moved his feet and got back there. So, you know, there's examples of him doing it well, but it's just like anything. Basketball players practice making free throws every day.
What has Michael Vick been able to do in terms of team meetings and contributing to the overall game plan?
Yeah, he's in all the meetings, and what he, you know, we try to get as much out of him as we can in practice. And, you know, he's just like any other player. He's just involved, and he's helpful. He's a guy with a lot of experience. And as I've mentioned before, I think that quarterback room is very healthy. They're in there getting the starter ready to play and doing what they can to improve.
You don't hear a lot about a guy like Evan Mathis. Can you just kind of talk about what he's meant for the offensive line?
Yeah, I thought he's had a steady performance all year. You know, they've all played together for, you know, what, 10 games now. He's got a lot of experience as a player, and, you know, I think he's just had kind of a steady performance to this point.
In the 12 draft, you obviously scouted all the quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. What did you think of Nick coming out of college at that point?
We liked him a great deal. Yeah, we see why the Eagles drafted him, and it wasn't any surprise to us because he had all the attributes that I know. I know Howie, and I know Andy and Marty, and those guys were looking for in a quarterback.
Okay. When you first get to a place, whether it's a coordinator or at Cleveland, do you tend to make your system work for the players, or the players fit into a system? How do you do that?
No, we got a lot of plays, and so you got to quickly. You got to quickly get to know your players, and then within your system, try to do the things that they do well. If you think back, and this is think back to my first year in Cleveland, we did not have an off season, so I had to quickly meet the players in the fall, and then try to understand what they could do well, and then move on. That's what the off season's for, as you get to know the players, and that's why we do so much work.
What's the downside of sort of forcing a group of players into a particular system?
No, I just don't. I don't think that's smart, and I think most coaches would agree with me on that.
Okay.
All right.